You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Now, with clear seed peaches, tomatoes, and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at jcalvertfarms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to an on-location edition of the Mark White Show as we're coming to you from the town of Killen at the 25th annual Killen Founders Day. Now, by the time you hear this, the Killen Founders Day will be over, but I do want you to find the many places, things to do in Killen, Alabama. Be a part of this very special community. It's been special to me for a long time, coming from Rogersville, Alabama, graduating from Lauderdale County High School. I've always held Killen a special place in my heart. Today, we're going to talk about a subject we have before, but it was pre-virus time. And here today, we're talking about safer birth in Bama. And I want to bring awareness to this because maybe over the past couple of years, it has tried to come back and had a difficult time with that, and I want to help through my show because we're reaching a lot of people. We're reaching you, and what you can do to help is by sharing this particular show and letting people know about safer birth in Alabama and what these ladies are doing to help in our state. Right now, I have the Vice President of Safer Birth in Bama, Haley Crowell, joining me right now. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Haley.
Hey, Mark.
Glad to have you. We did a Facebook Live, and that was good. That's good for people who are in the immediate. This now is a show to extend out even further with time and something that can circulate through the Mark White Show podcast, through our radio stations. This nonprofit, if you would, Haley, give us a background of why Safer Birth in Bama was founded.
Part of what you just mentioned is a good immediate point with everything that happened with COVID and things shutting down and there's more regulations. There was a lot of mamas in Alabama who didn't know if they were going to have birth support during their birth. If they went to the hospital, they didn't know if their husband was going to be able to come. They didn't know if their doula was going to be able to come. They didn't know if they were going to have to wear a mask or not. They didn't know if they were going to be able to hold their baby after they had their baby. So that is a good point because we want our women to have good support no matter what, and options. So Safer Birth in Bama was founded because only 28 of our 67 counties in Alabama and only 16 of the 54 rural counties in Alabama have a hospital offering obstetric care. We have cesarean rates in Alabama nearing 60%. And a lot of that is because we only have 16 of 54 rural counties offering obstetric care. That means that women in all of the other rural counties must drive. A lot of the reason that our cesarean rate is so high is because 16 of the 54 rural counties, the counties that are considered rural in Alabama, don't offer obstetric care. That means that these ladies are having to drive an hour and a half, 2 hours, sometimes 2.5, depending on where they live, or schedule an induction or a C-section just so they're not stuck having their baby in their car, or maybe accidentally have a baby without support at home. When they're not prepared to. So that is, we want to fix that problem. We don't want mothers to feel like they don't have an option for safe birth. If you are in a rural county and you have to drive an hour to get to a hospital that offer obstetrics, we want you to be able to have an intermediate care. We want you to have a support person at home. We want you to have the option to birth at home if that's something you're comfortable with, or at least a birth professional to be able to be with you before you head to the hospital. That's always an option too. So some of our goals in the upcoming year are, we are going to make sure to kind of nail down some processes to get our birth professionals and aspiring birth professional scholarships for the education that they are seeking out. So certified nurse midwives or professional midwives or doulas, birth support birth professionals. We want to try to make sure that we get our processes set down so we can give them scholarships to help them get the education that they're wanting, which will help us fix the lack of access to care in Alabama. Another thing that we are doing, we have a set of DVDs that is all about safe birth. There's one particular DVD that is the story of an Alabama midwife, and she tells like her story, the things she's seen. There's Why Not Home. So for mothers who are considering birthing at home or professionals who want to know more about birthing at home, maybe integrated care. Tennessee does a great job of integrating their midwives and their obstetrics together, which has great outcomes for the patients themselves. But we want our professionals to be able to get the education that they're wanting. That way we can get them in these rural counties. So there are options for mothers there. Every county in Alabama, we have enough for one set in a library in every county in Alabama. So that means anybody can get access to this, whether it be an obstetrician, a lay person who is considering giving birth, someone who is seeking out doula education or midwife education. So that education is going to be out there. That's our goal. Another thing that we're doing is we're working on getting a library of the books that doulas need to complete their training. So when you go through CAPA to start your education, there are about 50-ish books that you can pick from to read. You don't have to read them all, but a good deal of them. And that is a lot for any one individual to purchase. So our goal is to keep a library of those books and to lend them out to aspiring doulas and doulas who are getting their CAPA certification, so that they don't have to purchase all of those books on top of the training, on top of the classes, and all of like the birth kit things that they need as well. We have a full board now. We have some wonderful board members. Jessica Thompson is our president. And so we are ready to go. We're just kind of digging our heels back in after the whole, I guess it's not after, but after the whole pandemic. So.
Yes. One of the things I think about, Haley, as I think about you all getting together and deciding what the greatest need is and then working down that list, because obviously if the state of Alabama is at 49, we have some real issues. How do you do that? Because from top to bottom, you've got a lot of different things that come into play and try to figure, okay, we can do this. This is doable. and work our way up?
So I think the most important thing to note is that no single person can do it alone. So what our aim to do, first of all, is to educate, because I didn't know before. I've always been passionate about birth, but I didn't know before some direct interaction with Safer Birth in Bama, the horrible statistics on the counties in Alabama and how so many counties were having to drive 1.5, 2 hours just to get anyone who could deliver a baby or provide any obstetric care whatsoever. That's before and after birth. Who wants to give birth and then drive 2 hours for a checkup with your doctor? You may not even be able to if you have a more traumatic birth. That's scary. So first of all is education. If professionals and aspiring professionals and individuals and consumers know that this is a problem, they want to get involved. So if we can just tell people, only 16 of the 54 rural counties in Alabama have obstetric care, then it increases the urgency. Then we understand what needs to happen. So that gets people involved. That gets people wanting to seek out maybe a midwife education. It gets obstetricians looking into integrating professional midwives with their practice so that, you know, I may be your obstetrician and I may be 2 hours away, but you have a very capable midwife who can see you at home until it's time for you to come to me. That integration of care is something that we can make happen in Alabama. Tennessee's doing it now. We can make that happen. And all it takes, I think, is education, because our professionals do care. The obstetricians do care. The consumers, the ladies who are birthing these babies, they care a lot whether they have safe access to care or not. They just don't realize that there are some integrations with other professionals that we could do a little better.
And the bottom line when it comes to the very basic level of this, for what it provides, is peace of mind. Mm-hmm. If somebody happened to see the stats that you gave as far as African-American children and the rate of death, or the rate of death with Caucasian children, Those can scare people.
Absolutely.
And when you think about the scenarios, I was a police officer. I never had to deliver a baby. That was not something that I had experienced doing. But it happens to law enforcement officers, people without that experience. And that's exactly what could happen.
Yes.
A state trooper on the way to the hospital, you're having to have a state trooper or a county deputy or a police officer help you to deliver a baby at such a high-risk situation in the first place.
Yes. So you're right about black infants in Alabama do die at twice the rate of white infants in Alabama, which... I'm not going to speculate as to exactly why that is. I'm just going to say that our cesarean rate in Alabama being nearish 60% and our lack of access to care must play some role in it.
It's one thing, Haley, as you mentioned, to care about the birthing process. It's another thing to know what the problems are and then try to be a person who steps up and has a solution. I know you've mentioned this about the concern you had for birth even before you found out about Safer Birth in Bama, but what exactly caused you to be a person who went from looking at the problems to a solutions person?
Well, I am typically a solutions person just naturally. I'm an occupational therapist assistant by trade. So just what I do is I look at a problem and I try to solve the problem. I try to integrate it into that person's everyday life. So while birthing at home may be just fine for me and comfortable for me and the most peaceful, safe thing for me, it may not be for another person, but I do want you to have safe access to care. So it's problem solving with individuals, problem solving as a state, problem solving medically, like how to get our medical professionals to work together and show them that it's okay. Jessica reached out to me, thankfully, and I think she could see my passion for it, because I am a bit passionate. So she invited me to become involved. I wasn't sure that I could do it justice, and I told her that. I was like, just let me try it out. But I really, this is an incredible organization. The education they provide, the goals that they have for the future. If we reach our goals, women in Alabama will have safe access to care, period.
That is great news for the future. And yes, at the present, we're at the Killen Founders Day, 25th annual Killen Founders Day in Killen, Alabama, where Safer Birth in Bama has a table, a booth, where they can share about this great organization. I'm going to continue this conversation on the other side with Haley Crowell, who's the Vice President of Safer Birth in Bama, and I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525. Or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Jacob Johnson from Marble City Pharmacy, and we've got exciting news. An all-new Marble City Pharmacy and Gift Shop is coming soon. That's right, we're getting bigger and better. We will have more space and be adding a drive-thru, and we'll still be in the same great location we are today. While the construction is happening, we'll be moving a few doors down in the same shopping center, Ogletree Plaza. But don't worry, all of our fantastic services will still be available, including in-store pickup, curbside service, and free home delivery. We can't wait for you to see our new pharmacy and gift shop. Thank you for making Marble City Pharmacy Coosa Valley's best.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I'm coming to you on location in Killen, Alabama, as we talk about Safer Birth in Bama at the 25th annual Killen Founders Day. And I have with me Haley Crowell, who's the Vice President of Safer Birth in Bama. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Haley.
Hey, Mark.
Lots of things to unpack in the first segment. There's a lot of information there, and it can't do it justice in 30 minutes. It can't do it justice in just a few minutes. I understand that. What we want to do, though, is give enough information so that a person listening out there, they hear the problems, and if they're a solutions person like you, then they step up and say, I want to find out more about Safer Birth in Bama. I want to make a difference in people's lives that I don't even know, complete strangers, because they care about people, because they care about the safety of the mothers. They care about the safety of the babies. And the stats that were given in the last segment are pretty horrific. And we want to be better. And that's why the word safer, Safer Birth in Bama, exists there, is because we want it to be safer. And you always can be better. No matter how good you think you are at any particular location, you can be better. And if we're always learning, then we're growing. When we stop learning and say, well, we know it all and we're doing a great job, then we stop growing and we stop learning. And that's important to remember too.
You're exactly right. I'm looking at some stats here. I have a map in front of me, which is not helpful audio-wise. But you can pull up the American Congress of Obstetrics and Gynecologists, ACOG, website, and it will give you a map of the locations of OBGYNs per 10,000 women and the drive times to hospitals with maternity centers. So there are hospitals in some of these places, but they don't have obstetric care. And the majority of the state is at least 30 to 60 minutes, at least 30 minutes. Mark and I, you can see that the red is where it's only 15. The rest is 30 minutes and above to get to any sort of obstetric care.
And where we are in the Shoals area in Killen, Alabama, if you look to the south and you move down into Franklin and Marion and Winston County,
yes,
those people are really at a disadvantage when it comes to giving birth. And you work your way across central Alabama down toward the south, the Montgomery area, and down toward Covington County, and over to Lee County in the Auburn area, and you've got some really broad green spaces there that are concerning.
Correct. And another issue that we have is that because of how our birth process is kind of marketed to us as women, there are so many women out there who don't realize that they could have a birth professional, a birth support professional like a doula, or a midwife at home, or if you're close to the Tennessee state line, there are birthing centers in Tennessee. I know that there have been some in the works here in Alabama. Tried to work on getting that started here. It just hasn't come to fruition yet. But a lot of the mothers out there don't realize that they have other potential options for safe birth. So if they are an hour and a half away from the hospital, it's panic mode. It's schedule an induction at 36 weeks so that I don't go into labor on my own and have to do it by myself 2 hours away from care. That's terrifying. So we, one, want you to understand, like, ways to have a safe birth, who you can get to help you have a safe birth, and also that care can be integrated. You can have someone who's helping you at home, someone who's a little closer to home. We want to help educate those people to get them into your county to make sure that you've got a support person with you in some capacity. And if you are super far away, but a hospital's kind of your jam, then you can use a midwife, a doula. Doulas do not provide medical care, by the way. Doulas are simply support people. So get you a support person, a professional like a midwife, into your home to help integrate that care, just get you to a hospital safely, to monitor you. That way you're not having to drive 2 hours for your prenatals, you know, at 38 weeks. That's hard.
I'm looking over and I see my daughter, Cora, and she was born, we're coming up in December, 9 years ago, and we were living in Anderson at the time, which is out in the country. I remember April telling me that she was ready, and I had everything packed up, ready to go. We were still 45, 50 minutes away from the hospital in Florence. And we made it, and she wasn't born until 7 in the evening. Okay. This was early in the morning, so we had several hours to wait. Yeah. But if that experience had been any different, and we had this long drive, I was very concerned as her husband about getting there on time, making sure that medical professionals were able to handle the situation for us and not have to pull over on the side of the road because it's too late.
Right. And so a luxury that we have here in the Shoals area, the kind of the Quad Cities area, is that because it keeps cesarean rates lower, an obstetrician will tell you to labor at home as long as possible. But you don't have that luxury when you're an hour away from the hospital, 2 hours away from the hospital. That may not be enough time. You may feel very uncomfortable laboring at home for as long as possible, because what happens if you have the baby on the way?
That's right.
So that's why we want more touch points for our mothers to have safe access to care. We want them closer to you. We want somebody close to your home. We want somebody educating you, supporting you, making sure that you feel safe and cared for and watched over, and that everything, because that's the goal. We want mothers and babies safe, period.
And speaking of being around the state and having a booth like you do at the Killing Founders Day, there may be somebody listening right now who's thinking about a part they can play, and maybe their part is letting Safer Birth in Bama know that there's an event coming up where you all could have a booth.
Yes.
And an opportunity to be able to share maybe some of those rural counties to be able to have the table set up. And whether it's a car show or other event, you're able to share. And if it helps one person,
absolutely,
you think the same way I do, I believe. It's not for everybody, it's for somebody.
Yes.
If you affect somebody, then you've done your job.
Absolutely. We would love to send information to anybody who asks for it. If there is an event where you feel like this is pertinent to have our information out there, especially some of the maybe more mother or lady-centered events, even medical events. Jessica does a great job of making sure to get in and help educate the local medical professionals here. But we'd love to get information to an event. If you as an individual would like to advocate for Safer Birth in Bama at your location, we can work with you on that. We are always game for volunteers. We're always game for input. Like I said earlier, we are establishing some protocol to get scholarships to people across the state. We are very, very North Alabama, so we need those workers, the foot traffic workmen further down the state, if at all possible. Jessica has 5 kids, and I am about to have 2, so busy mamas just doing the most we can. If we had, you know, a handful of busy mamas across the state just doing what they could, we can make a big dent in this thing. Our largest fundraiser for Safer Birth in Bama just happened last weekend. It's Shoals Mom Prom, and we're planning tentatively to do it about the same time next year, at least for now. But that happens at the Marriott Event Center, and there's door prizes, raffles, some education that happened. It's fun. We just get a bunch of mamas, and I mean, we had some 15-year-olds all the way up to, I think the oldest lady who was there this year was like 92.
Wow.
And they got her on the dance floor in her wheelchair, but we got her out there. So it's a lot of fun. It's a great fundraiser. That has suffered a little bit numbers-wise since the pandemic. We were nearing 500 guests pre-pandemic, and now we are grasping, like trying to make sure that we get 200, 250 people there. So locally, Huntsville used to do a mom prom too, but they're not doing that anymore. So this is the one. The Shoals Mom Prom is the one. And that, the proceeds from that go directly to all of these things that all the goals that we're trying to reach.
And again, Haley, share how people can connect and find out more about Safer Birth in Bama.
Sure. So Safer Birth in Bama has a Facebook page. We're always posting what we're doing there, if we're going to be at a location, if we are going to be at an event like this weekend. There's also saferbirthinbama.org, not Alabama, saferbirthinbama.org. That has all of our updates, some educational opportunities, tells what we're doing. It gives you the option to donate, and we will be keeping our website up to date with how we're progressing towards our goals.
Excellent. Haley Crowell, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today, representing Safer Birth in Bama as the Vice President. I appreciate you being here in Killen, Alabama at the Killen Founders Day and having this booth so that it can bring awareness to your effort.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Safer Birth in Bama. I hope that you will share this show with your family, friends, and neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to an on-location edition of the Mark White Show from Killen, Alabama at the 25th annual Killen Founders Day, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.